Hey, this is Paul Evans. Welcome to episode number 8 of the Paulcast, and we're talking about the new definition of success, the new definition of greatness. When we think about being greater, we think about being successful. Often it's measured by how much money we make, how big our house is, how many cars we have, whatever. But it really comes down to the impact that we're having on the lives of others. The new definition of greatness is being a servant. Now, obviously, I didn't come up with this. I want to listen to a clip from Martin Luther King Jr. Check this out.
If you want to be important, wonderful. If you want to be recognized, wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful. But recognize that he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. That's a new definition of greatness. By giving that definition of greatness, it means that everybody can be great. Because everybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and your verb agree to serve. You don't have to know about Plato and Aristotle to serve. You don't have to know Einstein's theory of relativity to serve. You don't have to know the second theory of thermodynamics in physics to serve. You only need a heart full of grace. Soul generated by love. You can be that servant.
MLK concludes by saying, you can be that servant. That's the thing I love about being a servant. There's really no prerequisite. You don't have to take a bunch of courses. You don't have to be a certain intelligence level. You don't have to qualify. Instead, we can step up and we can serve and put our life out there for the benefit of other people. Now, when it comes to our businesses, we've got to focus on ways to make sure that we're serving the customer. Now, customer service is often about, you know, follow-up and delivery and things along those lines. And I think that's true, but I think we've got to back up and we've got to go into it from a much deeper level to be able to say, what is it that is going to best serve the customer from the get-go? Not simply, am I giving them the right amount of service, but am I actually creating? Am I communicating on the basis of what is best for the audience? See, the average marketer out there says something along the lines of this. You know, what did they want to hear? What will the market buy? Instead of saying, here are the individuals, here are the people in my market, what is going to best serve them? What is going to allow them to accelerate? What's going to allow them to get the fastest result? What's going to be the biggest benefit, the most major benefit in their life in order to reach whatever the end result or goal is that they're wanting to reach? So regardless of what your niche is or what your market is, the real key is that we're communicating on a level that says, I'm here to serve you. So how do we become better servants? How can we serve our community, serve our market better? Let me give you four ways. Number one is simply to look. To be on the lookout. What's going on in the marketplace? What's going on in the lives of your customers? What are some of their stories? What are some of the things that they're facing? Often we look at our business as transactional, that someone's going to see my product, they're going to buy it, and that's going to be the end of it. Instead of saying, how in the world can I make sure that I'm understanding what this really means to this person? And so as you listen to the stories, you listen to the feedback, sometimes we call them testimonials, but the real key is that we're looking and we're seeing what's taking place in the market and we're discovering how people actually want to get served. What are things you're seeing in forums? What do you see people post on Facebook or on Twitter? There are really cries for help, cries for a solution. So we look and we create based on that. Secondly, we listen. And that can be on teleseminars. It can be by having a dedicated line for our people to call and say, you know, here's what I'm frustrated with. Here's the change that I'm really wanting to make. And so we're listening. Now, by listening, we're going to get more of the tone. We're going to get more of the emotion. See, when we look and we see somebody's challenge in the marketplace and we're reading something, the truth is it's hard for us to really get that total emotional feel because it's tough to write. I mean, how many times have we been taken wrong in email or taken wrong in text? We could have had the best intention in the world, but when someone simply looked and read, They didn't really get where our heart was. So when we listen and we can actually hear somebody speak over the phone or through a recording or through a video, then now we start to understand where their heart is. So we've got to listen if we want to serve effectively. Number three, we've got to lean. We've got to lean in toward them. We've got to let them know that we are sympathetic. We are empathetic. We understand where they're coming from. We understand the challenge. A lot of the time, and the reason we got into this business to begin with, is because we face the same challenge. We hurt in the same way. We needed the same solution. And so we lean in to let them know that they are not alone, which is really critical. Because how many of us, when we faced some sort of issue in our life, we thought that we were all alone, that we were the only one that faced this. We're the only one that felt this embarrassed. We're the only one who hurt at this level. Well, the truth is, because we're all human beings, the human condition is we are all going to face very similar paths. And so our market, when we come alongside them, we're really saying, you're not alone. I've been there. I've walked this path. I want to help you out. So you lean in toward them. In the past, marketing was really constructed as you kept yourself so far from your people. You stayed behind the velvet rope and they couldn't quite get to you. You were the guru nobody could reach. Well, in today's society, it's about transparency, authenticity, and availability. That's why social media is so huge, because people want to be able to connect with and contact the people that they're learning from. They want to trust. They want to remain loyal. So we lean in toward them instead of pulling back and saying, hey, you know what? You got to go through a lot of hoops if you want to connect with me. Instead, we make ourselves massively available. So we look, we listen, we lean, and then finally we launch. We take everything that we've gathered from looking, from listening, and leaning in, and that's how we decide how to best serve. Now, that could be through a product, and I mention that a lot. It could be through coaching. It could be through a blog post or an article. Could be through your podcast. But regardless, that we are doing this based on what we've seen in the marketplace to best serve the market. I say things like, you know, speak with passion or just leave me a note. Engage your audience. Live your mission. Success is not an accident. Because I'm trying to help myself and my market communicate in a valuable way that engages so that people stay with us longer, right? And so when I look at the marketplace, I look and see how people are communicating. I listen to their audios and watch their videos. I lean in to say, I know what a challenge it is to communicate and really gain that following that remains loyal. And then I launch, whether it's through this podcast right now that says, if we're really going to engage, we're going to serve. Or I launch a product, or I launch a blog post, or I do one of my article drawings. All of that is part of this process of looking, listening, leaning, and launching. So we can be that servant. We can serve the market in a massively effective way so that the market becomes better, our people become better, and we forge long-term, maybe even lifelong, relationships that are mutually beneficial. Sure, we might make a few bucks along the way, but our heart was not centered on just making money. Our heart was centered on being effective and making an impact within our market. Now, obviously, when I talk about business and talk about the market, these very same things can take place in our homes, with our friendships, and our workplace. So look, listen, lean, and launch. This has been Paul Evans for the Paulcast. Visit me online, paulbevans.com. Let's close out once again by listening to these words from Martin Luther King Jr. And don't forget, success is not an accident. Be blessed.
If you want to be important, wonderful. If you want to be recognized, wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful. But recognize that he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. That's a new definition of greatness. By giving that definition of greatness, it means that everybody can be great. Because everybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and your verb agree to serve. You don't have to know about Plato and Aristotle to serve. You don't have to know Einstein's theory of relativity to serve. You don't have to know the second theory of thermodynamics in physics to serve.
Yes.
You only need a heart,
yes,
full of grace.
Yes, I.
Soul generated by love.
Yes.
And you can be that servant.